Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible early on today, then mostly sunny with our high nearing 86. More showers possible overnight tonight, staying clear with our low around 67. Another slight chance for some showers throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our high nearing 90, and showers may continue throughout Saturday night, clear with our low around 66. Rain early on Sunday with a high nearing 93. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 70 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Initially arrested on June 4th of last year, 33-year-old Aaron Lee Zachary of Junction City has been accused of two additional counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, where the offender is over 18 years of age and the victim is under 14 years of age. Zachary was a paraeducator for USD 383 Manhattan-Ogden School District from August 2018 through the end of the 2020-2021 school year. Zachary does remain confined in the Riley County Jail. Bond for these new charges is $75,000. According to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, deputies pulled over a 2011 Chevrolet sedan for a traffic infraction near 110th Road and U.S. Highway 75 at approximately 3:30 in the morning yesterday. A search of the vehicle led to the discovery of cocaine, an additional controlled substance, and drug paraphernalia. The front seat passenger, Samaje L. Wilform, 20, of Merriam, was booked into the Jackson County Jail. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Wichita police say a young man is dead after a shooting at a mobile home park on the south side. It all started around 1:30 Thursday morning when police said a fight broke out at a mobile home park in the 4500 block of South Hydraulic and someone fired a gun. A 21-year-old man identified as Devin Bills was struck twice in the upper body. Officers arrived and found Bills unconscious and not breathing. Despite life-saving measures, EMS pronounced him dead at the scene. The Kansas Corporation Commission has ordered Evergy to explain a $1.2 billion increase in the company's capital spending plan filed this year compared to projections shared when the company presented its sustainability transformation plan last year. The KCC plans to hold a workshop to discuss the matter sometime before December. The date will be announced by the end of this month. The KCC order states that Evergy's capital improvement plan affects the majority of Kansans and thus requires public scrutiny. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Travel more with up to $110 total savings from Michelin and Mike's OK Tire. Now through October 4th, get up to $110 total savings via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission with the purchase of four new select Michelin passenger or light truck tires. Submit online at TireAwardCenter.com. See offer terms and conditions. Mike's OK Tire offers $110 total savings on four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires when you travel more now through October 4.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested one person after locating 10 pounds of suspected methamphetamine during an encounter at an I-80 rest area near York. At approximately 11:30 a.m. Wednesday, a trooper made contact with the driver of a Hyundai Ascent at the eastbound interstate I-80 rest area near York. During the encounter, the trooper detected the odor of marijuana. A search of the vehicle revealed a small amount of marijuana along with 10 pounds of suspected methamphetamine. The driver, Monica Morales.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported Tuesday evening west of Marysville on 7th Road, half mile south of Keystone. Jesse Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, was northbound and lost control on the bridge crossing Hop Creek. The vehicle exited the roadway near the northwest corner of the bridge and rolled, coming to rest on its top in the ditch approximately 50 feet from the bridge. Jesse Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, died at the scene as a result of the accident. Two juveniles were also in the vehicle at the time but suffered just minor injuries. Citing family reasons, Axtell School Principal Alana Sitton resigned effective today. USD 113 School Board accepted the resignation following executive session Monday evening. She was a second-year administrator at Axtell. Valley Heights football homecoming is Friday versus Troy. King candidates are Caden Parker, Dakota Gillig, and Robbie Stryker. Queen candidates Kaylee Scala, Mason Gunn, and Tyus Smith. Pep rally and Friday afternoon parade begins at 2:30 in Waterville. Lynn football homecoming is Friday versus Washington County. Homecoming royalty will be crowned before the game. Ceremony begins at 6:30. King candidates are Ever Shaparo, Jose Lara, and Ryan Stunkel. Queen candidates are Megan Beyer, Sophia Bott, and Ella Tallman. Southern High homecoming is Friday versus Johnson County Central. King and Queen will be crowned at the game with King candidates Austin Forney, Keel McGuire, Garrett Rutherford, Xander Rollins, and Evan Sadoff. Queen candidates are Sally Cooper, Carly Crozier, Elena Clover, Taylor Trowernick, and Kendra Droxel. Elementary pep rally Friday at 2:10 with cheerleaders and candidates. High school pep rally in the gym at 3:15. The annual US 36 treasure hunt is slated for this weekend. Sales along and in communities adjacent to US 36 will be open most through Sunday. The annual event also coincides with community activities, including sidewalk sales at many Marysville merchants this weekend. Caution is advised with additional traffic, many from out of state, throughout the weekend. The annual Fall Fest in Washington will be Saturday, with a Friday night kickoff planned downtown with the West Cosman Band, live from 8 to 11 p.m. in front of Brick Street Financial, with complimentary hot dogs and snacks at 7:30. BYOB and lawn chairs welcome. Saturday's car show registration begins at 8:30. Food vendors, kids inflatables, and games, among other activities Saturday in Washington. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host the Squirrel Jam Sunday afternoon, September 18th at the City Park Bandstand from 2 until 5 p.m. The free event in Marysville is open to the public. Lawn chairs are encouraged. Performers also welcome as solo, duet, quartet, or full bands should check in at the event. Performances up to 15 minutes each. For additional details, contact the Arts Cooperative at 785-859-4260. A total of $16,000 is available in matching funds for the 20 nonprofits participating in the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day through the Community Foundation. The annual Circle of Giving runs through Monday, September 19th for donations online, mailed, or dropped off Monday at the Community Center in Blue Rapids. The live event, 8 to 3. Lunch will be served from 11:30 until sold out. Blue Rapids Community Foundation will provide a prorated match on gifts ranging from $25 to $2,000 per organization. Mail or drop-off donations or make those online through September 19th. Online gifts can be made with credit card at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Those donating to multiple funds are asked to use a donation form and make out one check payable to the Community Foundation for the entire gift, postmarked by September 19th. Those can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids, or dropped off at the Community Center Monday. A donation form can be downloaded from the website BlueRapidsMatchDay.com or can be picked up at the Community Center. The River Valley Extension District offices, Washington, Belleville, Clay Center, and Concordia will be closed Friday, September 16th, reopening Monday. River Valley Extension District office, including Washington, will be closed this Friday. Jesse M. Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30, St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5. Family will greet friends Friday from 3 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jesse Kapp. Graveside interment services for Wayne and Patricia Cook are planned Saturday, 10:30 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Wayne and Patricia Cook. Sharon Carol Lampy Dixon passed away May 22nd. A graveside service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Washington City Cemetery, with Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sharon Dixon. Chelsea L. Oatney, age 32, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Sunday, 11 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chelsea Oatney. Stephen E. Hurt, age 68, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. A funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Anders Feifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Stephen Hurt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, cowboy casserole with cornbread, broccoli and cauliflower salad, and blushing pears. Monday's menu, chicken Alfredo, French bread, asparagus, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms possible throughout the region this morning before some sunshine throughout the afternoon. And temperatures still sitting well above average with another big warm-up throughout the weekend. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout the state. Some showers and thunderstorms will be possible overnight tonight, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 70s. These showers will continue as we head into Saturday, and temperatures will start to rise as an upper-level ridge starts to move through the region. Temperatures will then rise to the upper 80s and mid-90s throughout Saturday, and stay extremely mild as we head into Saturday night. More showers possible, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-50s and mid-70s. Some rain showers will linger early on Sunday, then sunshine and warmer, with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. This ridge will bring drier weather throughout Monday and Tuesday, before another low-pressure system moves through on Wednesday, bringing cooler temperatures and rain. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 81. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 57, and the record low, 33. Sunset this evening, 7:35. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09. Cloudy skies, 66 degrees. Just a brief shower, a few sprinkles here earlier. A little bit of light scattered shower activity along the Kansas-Nebraska state line indicated by radar. Some scattered shower activity south-central Kansas this hour. That's a check on the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, Purple Mattress, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Semi-loads of LG top-rated high-end washers and dryers, $688, while 50 pairs last, normally $1049. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $199, all in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $299 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company will have everything 20% off store-wide Saturday, September 17th. Open from 9 a.m. until 2, stop by and see what treasures you can find during the Highway 36 treasure hunt. That's everything 20% off at the Pony Express Tanning and Trading Company, 905 Broadway, Marysville.
A goal line blunder burns the Chargers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 2 of the NFL opened with an AFC West tilt. The Chiefs hosting the Chargers on Thursday Night Football. Down 10 in the third, KC mounted a comeback, closing to within 3 after a Patrick Mahomes TD strike, and tying it at 17 with a field goal early in the fourth. It was Justin Herbert's time. Or was it first and goal at the 3?
Chargers go without a huddle again.
Right side, try intercepted. Pick off at the goal line. Picked off by Watson. Watson could go all the way. 15, 10, 5. Jalen Watson. Touchdown, Kansas City.
The call on 106.5, the Wolf. That put the Chiefs up for good, downing their division rival 27-24. After becoming the first man to win 20 Grand Slam titles over his storied career, Roger Federer announced his retirement from competitive tennis, his last event next week's Rod Laver Cup in England. In the WNBA Finals, the Connecticut Sun staved off elimination, crushing the Las Vegas Aces 105-76 in Game 3. They look to tie the series Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. After upsetting former teammate Russell Wilson in Denver, the Seahawks were riding high, but safety Jamal Adams was injured during the game, and we've now learned that Adams suffered a torn quad and is out for the rest of the season. Baseball, the American League best Houston Astros were in action, hosting the lowly A's.
It's the pitch. Breaking ball, hit well to left field. Does it have enough? It does! A two-run shot by Aledmys Diaz.
Almeidis Diaz broke a 2-2 tie in the seventh inning with that long ball, and Houston went on to defeat Oakland 5-2. The Mets were hosting the Pirates, trying to break a three-game losing streak. On Roberto Clemente night, native Puerto Rican Francisco Lindor delivered.
First pitch. He rips one to right. Way back toward the Coca-Cola corner. It's gone.
The call on WCBS. The Mets would score 3 after that to beat Pittsburgh 7-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Friday Night Football Live. Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Osborne live on FM 95.5. On air online and on our mobile app. Kansas State pregame Saturday at noon. Kansas Jayhawks pregame Saturday at 2:30. Live on KNDY.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. House Ag Committee members voicing concerns about the reliability of broadband maps at a hearing yesterday. The Ag Department's Rural Development Division, National Communications Information Administration, and the Federal Communications Commission distribute funding to connect underserved communities but do not follow the same process to determine where that money goes. They all rely on the FCC broadband maps, which are historically known for their inaccuracy. Well, USDA officials were pressed at the hearing about the validity of the current map the agency uses to distribute funding. Sochil Torres Small, USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development, said every iteration of the map process gets better as the agencies collect more of their own data to become less reliant on census tracts. Torres Small said Rural Development, which is responsible for distributing grants and loans through the ReConnect program and the Telecommunication Infrastructure Loan and Loan Guarantee program, uses the national broadband availability to determine where funding should be distributed. The agency then allows internet service providers to challenge its decisions with their own data if necessary, travel to that location to resolve any dispute. NCBA reiterated the need to limit the version of the Securities Exchange Commission's greenhouse gas disclosure rule. SEC Chair Gary Gensler has testified before the Senate Committee on Banking this week. NCBA Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart said the SEC proposed greenhouse gas disclosure rule aimed at largely public traded companies, but would lead to unintended consequences for small businesses like farms and ranches. She said the rule would require data that simply does not exist at the farm or ranch level and increase the regulatory burden on individual cattle producers. She said they're also asking for the SEC to limit their proposed rule to avoid unintentional impacts of farm and ranches across the country. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report.
Our special guest on the Cake Steckline report today comes from the Kansas State Fair, off and running, and it looks to me like in pretty good shape. Here's the guy. Been here almost a little over a year, 1 month more than a year.
13 months.
Mr. Schultz is the general manager, and in this last year, you've had time to make up your mind about this fair. What do you think about it?
I absolutely love it. I'm a Midwest kid, and I think what we've got here is, it is awesome. And it tells a story about Kansas, all the great things that happen here, all the traditions, all the celebrations.
This year's fair, what's really big about it?
I think it is coming back after the last couple of years of COVID not knowing where we were going. Now we don't have really those issues to worry about. We're able to come out and build all those family traditions. That's what everybody wants to do here at the Kansas State Fair.
There is one thing that's new. You're allowed now not only to drink beer at one location, but I guess all over the fairgrounds. Tell us what that's all about.
Sure. Well, this last year, our legislature here in Kansas passed Senate Bill 2, which gives people the opportunity to walk into one of our five liquor establishments, beverage areas. They will be all ID'd. They'll all receive a wristband. Each wristband is done in a different color for a different day. Each one of them is numbered, so we know exactly where they receive their wristband. If they so choose to drink inside of the beer garden, they can drink their bottles and cans. But once they leave, that alcohol has to be poured into a translucent or clear cup and be able to walk around the grounds.
There you go, friends. That's new at this year's Kansas State Fair. Well, I got to tell you, exhibits and all that, numbers okay?
They're phenomenal. This weekend, Grand Drive, we've got over 3,600 animals coming in. We've got about 1,000 kids showing at that Grand Drive. And then you go into open shows. We've got the Mustangs. It is just overwhelming.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas and including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good sustainability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance and is another grazing grain and golden grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED.
Lawns need as much maintenance as large ones, but the techniques are often different. Some fall lawn care advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 16th, the 259th day of the year. Guitar wizard B.B. King was born on this day, and pilgrims embarked for the New World aboard the Mayflower in 1620. Most lawn experts say if you only feed your lawn once each year, it should be in the fall. And here's a few clever tips for fertilizer application. If you have a tiny lawn, there's no need for a full-blown spreader. You can make your own from a coffee can. Punch holes in the bottom and use it like a giant salt shaker. To avoid getting fertilizer on your shoes, walk backwards as you work. And if you have trouble seeing where the ground has already been treated, try this trick. Mix a little flour in with lawn food. The white powder is easy to see and it won't harm your grass. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 66 and a cloudy overcast. We had a few sprinkles earlier, sunshine trying to break through. A few light scattered showers for the most part indicated by radar along the Kansas-Nebraska state line in our neck of the woods. And a few light scattered showers south central Kansas lingering this morning. Had some pretty severe thunderstorms through central, north central Kansas last night.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Patrick Mahomes threw two touchdown passes. Rookie Jalen Watson returned an interception 99 yards for the go-ahead fourth quarter score. And the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Los Angeles Chargers 27-24 Thursday night in Kansas City. Mahomes finished with 235 yards passing, and Jerick McKinnon and Justin Watson hauled in the TD passes for the Chiefs. The Chiefs improved to 2-0 and lead the AFC West. The Kansas football team is 2-0 for the first time since 2011 and are fourth in the nation in scoring at 52.5 points a game. They will try and continue their early success in a visit to Houston on Saturday. The Cougars look to rebound after dropping a 33-32 overtime thriller at Texas Tech last week. Game time for Kansas at Houston is set for 3 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on ESPNU. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Do you often worry you left your garage door open? Get a LiftMaster garage door opener powered by MyQ, and you'll never worry again. You can control, secure, and monitor your garage from your smartphone anytime, anywhere. Your authorized LiftMaster dealer, Cheney Door Company, has smart openers designed for your needs with belt drive motors for ultra-quiet operation, integrated camera for live video streaming, and battery backup that lets you in when the power is out. Cheney Door Company in Wichita, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas and including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good sustainability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance and is another grazing grain and golden grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
The Kansas State Wildcats will be looking to record their third consecutive blowout victory when they face the Tulane Green Wave on Saturday afternoon. Kansas State opened its campaign with a 34-0 win over South Dakota and followed it up with a 40-12 win over Missouri. Tulane has notched a pair of blowout wins as well, beating UMass and Alcorn State handily. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. It'll be broadcast on the Big 12 Network, ESPN+. Football Saturday in the KCAC has McPherson at Ottawa for a 6 p.m. kickoff. Also 6 p.m. kickoff is Friends at Tabor. Southwestern will go to St. Mary for a 6 o'clock kick. Avila travels to Bethany for a 7 o'clock kickoff. And Bethel will travel to Kansas Wesleyan for a 7 o'clock kickoff. In the MIAA, Nebraska Kearney travels to Washburn, Missouri Western at Emporia State, Central Missouri at Northwest Missouri, Central Oklahoma at Missouri Southern, Fort Hays State at Lincoln, and Northeastern State at Pittsburgh State. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Chapman, live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Osborne, live on FM 95.5. K-Prep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoffs. Valley Heights hosting Troy in a homecoming match. Lynn homecoming hosting Washington County. Frankfort kicks off at Linden. Axtell travels to Clifton Clyde in a battle of top-ranked teams. Centralia's host to Onega. Dillard Odell at Falls City Sacred Heart. And Southern entertains Johnson County Central.
When the LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL, check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Friday Night Football Live, Marysville at Chapman in North Central Kansas League play. We'll have a broadcast live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Tony Trimble's our guest on pregame and comments on obstacles the Bulldogs have to overcome.
Well, we had that conversation with our kids at practice last night that, you know, our offense isn't built to be behind schedule. We can't get behind the chains with penalties and things like that. We were fortunate a couple times in Abilene to be able to overcome those kind of obstacles, but our offense isn't really designed for those kind of things, so it's very important that we remain mentally tough and mentally focused and try to eliminate penalties and mistakes that are going to hurt us in the long run.
And our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Osborne, live on KNDY-FM 95.5. Wildcat head coach Matt Hoyer talks about next steps for his team.
You know, we went through as a team last night all the long third and long and fourth and long situations that we weren't able to get off the field on. And most of those times we had guys there ready to make a play, and it just didn't happen. And so that's the next step with this team is figuring out, you know, how to make those plays when they count.
Friday Football Live, Marysville at Chapman on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Osborne on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
A full moon shining bright. Edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like a lottery.